Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rhea Hughes went to our boss, Rod Lakin,
yeah,
formerly of 98.7 in Arizona.
Yes.
Great sports station. He said, who's the big talent there?
Yes.
And he said, former NFLer Ron Wolfley. And we said, I don't think that could be possible. You know, the guys that usually play in the NFL, they're not that great on the radio.
God,
and they said, well, just listen to Ron Wolfley talk food. Listen.
Well, there is a sweet, savory smell.
Scored some nachos.
He's a guy that likes the bologna. Hard salami. You have the bread, and then you have the meat.
A little salami with a little pepperoni smothered in mustard.
That was creamy smooth.
About 700 pounds of beef jerky.
Taco on a Friday night.
Donuts in the parking lot.
Grab the turkey leg, and don't wipe your mouth.
Work it up some sauce.
Boy, how did that taste?
On the line with us. There's a star in Arizona, and he was a great player, Rod Wolfley. Rod, thanks so much for coming on with us today.
Yeah, guys, how you doing, man?
We're doing great. We stole your program director, and now we want to steal your hopes and dreams.
Say a little Rodney for me, will you please?
I sure will. Hey, tell me a little bit about this game in Phoenix on Sunday. Iran, are they excited there? What's the atmosphere like?
Oh, no, there's no doubt about it, man. The Philadelphia Eagles are a very, very good team. It's amazing watching them on tape. Everyone's all jacked up, fired up, ready to go at State Farm Stadium. The thing that stands out to me first and foremost, it's really just the similarities between these two offenses. Very interesting to watch on tape. Both these teams love 11 personnel, of course. One back, one tight end, three wide receivers. They love the shotgun. I think they lead the league, as a matter of fact, these two teams. Both teams have an elite dual threat quarterback. They've embraced the spread concepts, of course. They have a horizontal part to their game. It's amazing to watch these two offenses because of the similarities, on tape at least.
Well, we've been talking about the similarities of the quarterbacks because they're both extremely mobile, young, talented. Give me a little contrast between what you see from Kyler Murray and what we're seeing from Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, you know, Jalen Hurts right now, and this is something Cliff Kingsbury was talking about just yesterday, as a matter of fact. Jalen Hurts is making excellent decisions with the ball. I think that probably is the biggest difference right now early on. Kyler Murray has played better in the past. I'm not saying he's playing poorly. As a matter of fact, through the first four games so far this season, guys, he's probably been the most consistent player on the field. As a matter of fact, I'm saying he's the most consistent player on the field. He has been. But the decision-making right now of Jalen Hurts is really what stands out to me. It's amazing how this guy has really developed from year to year. Just looking at last year, you knew there were flashes. You could see Jalen Hurts and all the raw talent, of course, but you just didn't know. You didn't know if he was really going to come out and play as well as he has these first four games. And he, to me, has been the story for you guys.
Yeah.
His development. I don't know how you guys feel about that,
100%.
But to me,
yep.
Seriously, so you see the same thing.
Ron, we were on the fence about him until this season. A lot of people didn't think he'd be the guy. And then he just came up. And here's the thing. He's facing a defensive line that's not really very productive right now. Right? Arizona's having troubles on the front.
Yes. Yeah, you know, it is. It's a situation. You know, I look at the teams, and I was talking about how similar their offense is. It's really interesting because I don't see a weakness with the Eagles when I watch them on tape, except for one thing, and that is rush defense in between the tackles, in particular, rush defense. I love your defensive line. I love your secondary, but I think you guys against the run have kind of struggled in that regard. And that, to me, is the only Achilles heel that I would see for this team. And the Cardinals, I think that's the one area they need to get better at, is really running the ball and doing it, especially in a north-south way where you drop the plow and you hit the gas. That's what they need to do. They need to do more of it. They need to be more physical and run the ball in a north-south way. And I think this is the game. If ever they were going to do it, this is the game they got to do it, or this one could get sideways.
I'm going to tell you something, Ron. There's another weakness on the Eagles, and it's something that's going to hit home with you. Special teams. You were a brilliant
special team.
But they need a Ron Wolfley on their special teams. And I'm just wondering.
They don't have a guy. They don't have a guy that runs down the field that buries his head into a man the size of Saturn's third moon. Is that what you're telling me?
That's exactly what I'm telling you, Ron. We don't have you. And what I'm wondering is, do you feel there's less emphasis on special teams now than there were when you were a big star?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it, man. It really is, especially the kickoff guys. At what point in time, this is my question, are they going to eliminate the kickoff of the National Football League? It's to me, it's a travesty. The kickoff encapsulates and captures the essence of the game of football in every way, shape, and form. Okay, we're going to kick this ball into the air. You're going to run down the field as fast as you can and wipe somebody out. That, to me, is the game of football. And I know we've got to worry about concussions. I know that we've got to worry about player safety. But I think there is a way that you can still do this. They have taught these guys not to use their head, to take the head out of the equation. I think they got to do that more. I want to see them bring back the kickoff and the importance of the kickoff in the game and special teams overall.
Well, there's one last problem here. We have a fullback on our talent list in John Ritchie. Or Ron Wolfley, great fullback. Ron, they phased out your position. I mean, it's like an anti-Ron Wolfley campaign. They don't do much with special teams. They don't have full. You must resent what's going on in the NFL right now.
Yeah, but you know what's so interesting? It is cyclical, man, the NFL. And I know you've been around a long, long time, my brother, so you know, Angelo, how cyclical the NFL has been. It is going to come back. Did you know there's 22 fullbacks in the NFL?
No.
22 teams actually have a fullback on the roster. That is up from 17 last year.
Wow.
Think about that. So, again, the blending of the old and the new. Everybody, what we're seeing right now with the Cardinals offense and the Eagles offense, they are still leading the charge in terms of the new era and the new offense in the National Football League in terms of all the shotgun that they're using and the zone reads and the RPOs. And a lot of that has to do with the quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts, of course, and Kyler Murray. They're leading the charge. But there's a blending that is going on in the NFL, more traditional offenses with this new age offense. In other words, do it all, man. Put the kid in the shotgun, put him in the pistol, put him under center more. Go ahead and run it all. Why would you contract the football universe? Why wouldn't you expand the football universe? Why wouldn't you do it all and become your opponent's worst nightmare because you are doing it all? That, to me, is the way the NFL is going right now. And you can see it. I think it's swinging back. The pendulum went all the way to the right. Oh, my goodness. The spread is going to take over the National Football League and the football universe. And now the pendulum is swinging back to the middle, somewhere in the middle where there's a blending going on. So I'm hopeful because I love it. I love to see it all.
I love that smash mouth football. Ron, who you got in the game Sunday? Who you picking?
You know, right now, like I said, it all lines up for the Philadelphia Eagles, and that's a hard thing for me to say, especially being a former St. Louis Cardinal that played, of course, in the NFC East.
Right.
Got hit
right.
with a D battery coming out in Philly. So, yeah, I'm going to have to say, the Eagles.
Well, Ron, I got to tell you, Rod Lakin knows talent. We love talking to you. We're honored to have you on our show, Ron. You're awesome, man. Thank you
anytime,
for doing this.
Anytime, guys.
Ron
anytime,
Wolfley
man.
From Arizona, Alpine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.